Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Are you too busy to make money? Why are we in business? Well, there are many reasons to be in business, and I always ask people that question, and they give me a lot of answers. I'm in business because I wanted to work for myself. I wanted to do it better. I wanted to show the world. I wanted to take on some task and create something no one's ever created before. And those are the motivations to be in business. But the reason to be in business is to make a profit, is to make money. But what you find is that the majority of people that are CEOs, presidents, and business owners make a living, a nice living, comfortable living, maybe a little above middle class. You know, they're driving a nice car, living in a nice house, but they're not making significant money, significant profit. And why don't they make significant profit? Well, they make significant profit because they work in their business doing stuff. Now, if you look at any of the people that are very successful, take your pick. You can go on the internet and find, you know, the very, very successful people, you know, the Buffetts, the Bill Gates, the Bransons, and I'm sure there are many in your local area that you just look up to, admire, and say, how'd they do that? And I'm sure they work long and hard hours, and I'm sure they put a great deal of effort into their business. But the CEOs that make money are people who have a vision. They're people who are creating the culture, who create the vision, who create the understanding, who train their people, who delegate, who bring people along, and have employees that are all profit centers making money for them. The employees are doing well for themselves, which is important. They're making a living for themselves, which is important, because we want them to be happy, we want them to be productive. But every single person that has become a millionaire or a multimillionaire, they didn't do it because they just rolled their sleeves up and they went to work every single day. They did it because they rolled their sleeves up and they ran a successful business, meaning that they had people that they managed, that they understood how to grow the business. Now, that's not saying that you don't have to do stuff, and that's not saying you don't have to go out and sell something, and that's not saying that you don't have to be involved in your business and you can sit behind your desk and do nothing. You have to be an interactive person with your business. But if all you're doing is selling, answering telephones, taking care of complaints, maybe you're down on the production floor or you're shipping, if that's what you're doing, then you are not building a business. What you have is a job, and nothing wrong with that. There are many, many people who have businesses, and it's really a job, and they're very successful, and they're happy what they're doing, and they're satisfied with their income. But most CEOs, presidents, and business owners dream of becoming very successful and very financially successful. And we do that because we're building an organization. We do that because we're building something that is not just dependent upon what our actions are. And if we think, if we have the vision, if we're working at creating a harmonious group of people who are all going in the same direction, doing what needs to be done to sell a product or a service or deliver something that people need that they're paying us for, that's when we make money. We don't make money by going out, and if you're a plumber, it's not like you're going to make money because you're going to go out and you're going to repair a faucet. Or if you're in the heating business, it's not that you're going to go and repair the air conditioner or replace it. It's because you have 10 trucks that are out there with service people, and you have the marketing to support those 10 trucks. And every single one of them is making a profit for you, or 80% of them are making a profit for you. Not everything is perfect. Or if you're in the manufacturing business, and you're manufacturing a product. You're not down on the manufacturing floor assembling it. You have people working in assembly. You have people working in sales. You have people working in accounting. And again, hear what I said. It doesn't mean you're never down there. It doesn't mean that the plumber is never on a job or the air conditioning people are never at a site of a big building that it's new construction, that they're working on engineering the heating system or air conditioning system. It's that they're building an organization. You know, when we go to buy a car, the question that many people will ask is, how many horsepower is the engine? Well, the horsepower, it's 285 horsepower or 400 horsepower. What does that really mean? What it means is that engine has the power of 400 horses in it. That's actually what it does mean. It's got that power, that energy. It's not just one horse. One horse is not going to go down the road at 50 or 60 or 70 miles an hour. It's the power that's absolutely contained in that engine and the fuel that's burnt, or if it's an electric car, still fuel, to make the vehicle go faster. So how do you take your business and make it concise, make it a visionary, get people on board who will do the job, get people off of your payroll who are not doing the job, have a plan, have a motivation, get people to understand, always be inspiring your people, looking for the problems, growing the business. There is a tremendous difference between the farms of the 1800 and the farms of today, where the farmers would be actually planting by hand. They would actually be harvesting by hand in the early 1800s. Today, it's all mechanized, and that's why there is not a food shortage in the United States or in the world. There's actually enough food in the world. It's just how it's distributed, because somebody thought through how to harness the power of the mechanized equipment, how to improve the yield per acre. And that's what you're doing. You're improving the yield per acre in your business. This is Howard LeWinter, and I want you to be a profitable CEO of your company, not just an employee that shows up every single day and gets a paycheck. And of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.